And so our manger scene becomes complete. The Magi have arrived, bringing gold for a king, frankincense for a god, and myrrh for the one who will sacrifice himself, who will die for our sins. And my brothers and sisters, as this whole picture is now complete, and as we hear just this great scene in the gospel, it's the very last line that really catches my ears. They departed for their country by another way. They went a different route. Because my brothers and sisters, it's normal for them to go a different route. Of course they would have. Because they've just encountered Christ. That's what the Gospel of Matthew is getting at. When they have encountered the Lord Jesus, they're not going to go back the old way. They're going to walk the new way. The way of Christ Himself. They don't want to go back to their old style of sin. They now want to walk the way of grace, of love, of compassion. And it's all because they encountered the Lord. And so that's why, in a way, you can look at this very gospel as a spiritual journey. Because they just don't start walking another way by their own volition. They have to work towards it. They have to be called by Christ, first of all. Because as we hear in the gospel, they say, "We have saw the star at its rising." And that should bring us awareness. Because that's the first step. To see how God is calling you to encounter Him. Because that's what God is always doing. He's always trying to find a way to draw you into His divine life. Because that's why He's born among us. For these wise men, it was a star. That they were aware that this star that begins to appear is a different type of star. It's a star in which is going to draw them to the Lord, yes, but only because they were aware of it. How many people else would have seen that star and gone, "All right, it's kind of new. Don't know what it means," because they're not aware. But these three are. These three know that there's something special in the star that's pointing them to a great king. And so, in that awareness, they know then that they need to act. Because awareness isn't enough. One could be able to look at that star and say, "Wow, there is a newborn king here." Sort of like we hear of the Pharisees in the very gospel. That they are, and all the scribes say, "You know what? It is in Bethlehem of Judea where the new king is going to be born." And when these three wise men have come and said, "We've seen his star. Where are we supposed to head to? It's to Bethlehem." Do the scribes go? No. They are aware of it, but they don't act upon it. And so, my brothers and sisters, in our very spiritual journey, we have to become aware of how God is calling us, how He is knocking upon our hearts, drawing us to Himself. But then, when we are aware of it, we have to act upon it. How He is drawing us to Himself, but we then are willing to accept it and to move closer to Him. But I will say this, as we begin to accept it, as we begin to travel closer to the Lord, aware of His presence, do expect opposition. Do acknowledge that there's going to be obstacles, which is what Herod is in the gospel. I mean, there is probably obstacles tonight just trying to get to Mass. It might have still been the WSU game. It might have been the football games. It could have been many different things. But the thing is that, you know what, you are able to overcome that obstacle and you realize, you know what, I still need to come and worship the Lord. I still need to come and give Him my very self. Because why? I am aware of Him calling my heart to Himself and I want to act upon it. I'm not going to let the obstacle of this or that prevent me. I'm not going to let my sins hinder me any longer. I'm going to move towards the Lord. because I want to bring him the greatest gifts I have. And my brothers and sisters, the greatest gifts that these three wise men offered, though, was not the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. I want you to be clear on that. If there's anything you leave from here tonight with this homily, it's not those gifts that they gave that were so special. It was right before it, when they prostrated themselves and did him homage. The greatest gift they offered was themselves. They offered to God, first and foremost, their heart, their mind, their soul, their body. They offered him everything that they were. Just like we tonight come before God and say, Lord, I offer everything I have. I don't necessarily have frankincense, but I have my prayers. I don't necessarily have myrrh, but you know what? I've got my stewardship of talent and time that I offer in sacrifice. I have maybe a little bit of treasure to offer, but it may not be of the level of gold. But you know what? The Lord doesn't care on that. He just wants you to offer Himself. Which is why we prostrate ourselves, why we kneel when the Lord will become present on this altar in the Eucharist. It's as a way of saying, Lord, as you give yourself to me, I want to offer myself to you in homage, in prayer, in praise, like the three kings. Now, we don't necessarily have a star guiding us, but we do have plenty of candles being lit. We do have the incense going up. But what is most important is that you and I are offering ourselves to the God who has offered Himself to us, who wants us to be aware of how He is calling us to Himself, so as to encourage us to take action, to move forward, and to overcome our obstacles, so that we may give Him our very selves. And when we do that, brothers and sisters, we come to that last line. They go home in a different way. We, if we truly experience Christ, will leave from here going home in a different way. We'll be going home with His grace. We'll be going home with Him truly inside of us in the Eucharist. And because we're now going to be walking in a new path, a path that is leading us to heaven, to be joined with God for all eternity. Because we don't want to go back to our old way of sin. We want His grace. We want His love. We want to be one with Jesus, as Jesus wants to be one with us. And so, my brothers and sisters, we are then the three kings, the three magi, the three wise men, whatever you want to call them. They are meant to be you and me, who are aware of God's presence and wanting to act upon that presence. We bring ourselves to Him so that we may walk in the new way of grace to become saints in His heavenly kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.